number one, you know, all the credit goes to the Baltimore County Police Department because, you know, they never leave a homicide case undone. They always go back. They're always looking at unsolved homicides. And, you know, even these cases are so important to the families and the friends who's lost a loved ones. You know, one of the cases date back to 1994, another one to 1999. And to finally learn that not only did they solve the case, but which is very unusual in this case, is that both defendants, it turns out, are deceased. And so, you know, as a prosecutor, you're always glad to be able to clear a case and say, okay, we've solved two more homicides. And then, of course, it does hopefully bring some closure to the witnesses and victims and the families who were involved in the case.
Scott, how weird is it and unusual is it that both men are dead?
Well, it is very unusual. So what happened in the one case, Hakeem Abdullah, was that he was actually in jail for another murder that had been convicted and committed in Baltimore City. And so when they got the DNA hit, they went out to Western Correctional Institution to talk to him, and he was, you know, serving his time for murder. As they were preparing to charge him, it turns out he died of natural causes in April of this year in his jail cell. The other case is a little bit more unusual. Ronald Moore, we got the DNA hit in 2013. And again, as they were preparing to figure out where he was, it turns out he was actually in jail in Louisiana, and they were getting ready to charge him with the case, and he committed suicide in his jail. And actually, he committed suicide several years before we got the DNA hit, but then we learned that he was dead. So it's unusual that we get two cold case hits in a very short period of time, and then it's even more unusual that both defendants are deceased. But, you know, Ann, I think we're going to see more of this as we move forward. We've been collecting DNA from convicted felons for quite a period of time, and we've been collecting DNA from arrested felons whose cases are going forward for a short period of time. And so what's happening is the state is building up a database of bad people. And, you know, as our DNA technology gets better and as our database gets bigger, we're going to continue to solve more crimes this way.
Kind of a little bittersweet, though, too, that they both died.
There is some closure, and the fact of the matter is that, you know, when we call families and say we've solved a case and they need to come to court, you know, it brings back so many memories. And a lot of folks, you know, have trouble, you know, sitting through these trials and having to listen to the details. I think the fact that we solved it and that both of them were in jail in other places for other crimes when, in fact, they died, you know, the family at least has some closure.